Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's time for Monday Musings. And here he is, our guy, John Perillo. John, how are you, my man?
I don't know how I top homemade pasta and good authors, but thanks for getting
well,
me in.
Let me say this. I will guarantee you, you study so many divergent areas, but I will guarantee you, you've got a book, you've got multiple books in you.
Huh, okay. Well, I'll try to give you little snippets of it here, so... But to your listeners, if you get a chance, if you've never had homemade pasta, you got to go do that.
It's you like got to go to Sterna's tonight. I know it.
Yeah,
I know
that's
it.
Different. You know, but I would like to return to the Supreme Court this week, and I'll keep very high level because I apparently the bit on redistricting was a cure for insomnia.
We got to go deep here now and then. We have to.
Right.
I just said at one point, I mean, you know, you can only go in the weeds on the legal part so much. It may It fascinates me only because I'm not going to be graded. I hated it in law school.
Well said. But I thought it was really interesting that after the elections, you know, that didn't go that well for the administration, there was a fair amount of glee in the press about some of the questioning that the Supreme Court was using about Trump's signature policy on tariffs, and it looked like it was going to be overturned. And, you know, now always remember that the court is not there to decide if a policy or an action is right or wrong, but only if it's legal or not. So none of this is about the wisdom of tax policy, yep. Just whether the court will find it constitutional. And the case before the court in this particular case is called Learning Resources Incorporated versus Trump. And most of the reason that the anti-tariff people are celebrating is because there was some very tough questions asked of the Solicitor General, a guy named John Sauer, who's representing the administration. And they mostly indicated that a majority on the Supreme Court doesn't believe that Congress delegated the power, the broad power to tax to the president. And taxes are constitutionally under the control of Congress. And no matter what anybody else tells you, tariffs are a tax. So the conventional wisdom is that the legal split comes down to the conservatives, who probably won't buy the idea that Congress could possibly have delegated the power to tax, and the liberals who just don't like the idea of Trump. And I don't mean to be flip, but there's no way on God's green earth that Kagan or Jackson or Sotomayor allow this to stand no matter what the argument is. But I'm not certain I agree with the end result that this is necessarily going to go down. And let me give you a little bit of background as to why I think that. You know, legally, there are only two questions before the court. And the first is, did the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, and I'll refer to that as the IEEPA, delegate tariff power to the president? that he can use if he declares an emergency? And if they did, was that delegation itself constitutional or not? Because it is the act of the administration, that act itself that the administration is using as a reason for its authority. And for those of you who support tariffs, historically, presidential decisions regarding foreign policy are generally allowed a lot of latitude. The court almost never interferes with a president's foreign policy authority. And those presidential decisions include the use of emergency powers, and presidents get a lot of leeway when they make those decisions. The court's not going to get into the question of whether an imbalance of trade or asymmetrical tariffs are a national emergency. They're not going to touch that. And they're not going to decide whether the administration can use tariffs as a lever to get other countries to stop shipping drugs or anything like that. I can guarantee you that. And even Justice Jackson hinted that that was none of the court's business. And I thought she was absolutely spot on there. She was right. Those are political decisions. The court doesn't get involved there.
She's like a stop clock.
So since the court doesn't get involved in foreign policy decisions, there is still the question of whether the president is using what are called his Article II powers, his presidential powers, or is he infringing on Congress's Article I powers on taxation by using the excuse of calling it a foreign emergency. And of course, there's precedent on how to look at that. When Harry Truman wanted to stop a steel strike during the Korean War, Justice Jackson, and obviously this is a different Justice Jackson, wrote that, quote, "The Constitution did not contemplate the title Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy will constitute him also Commander-in-Chief of the country, its industries, and its inhabitants," end quote. And that was during wartime. So clearly the ability of the president to manage the country during wartime is still limited. And that's why at the Supreme Court hearings, there were lots of questions that tried to classify the power that the president has claimed. Is it a taxing power or is it a foreign policy power?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And based on the questioning, that part of the argument didn't go well for the administration, and the president's solicitor general himself admitted that the president does not have inherent tax powers or tariff powers. But that still leaves the possibility that Congress delegated that power to the president under the IEEPA. And Sauer, this is the administration's solicitor general, went on to say that the administration's position was that what was happening in the tariffs was a regulation of foreign commerce, a regulatory tariff, if you will, not a revenue-raising tariff. And that argument gets hurt a little bit by what the president himself has said about how much money they bring in. But here I think the pro-tariff argument gets a real boost. And Chief Justice Roberts points out that, yes, of course tariffs are taxes, and while people in the U.S. pay them eventually, the effects of the tariffs on foreign policy are still really pretty visible, right? And I don't know if you all remember, but there was a lower court ruling against the tariffs, but the Supreme Court stayed that ruling, meaning they said, no, you can't enforce that ruling until we hear the case. And between the period of time that policy was stayed and today, you can clearly see that the tariffs have had a very large effect on foreign policy. So no matter what you heard in the press, the arguments didn't all go against the president. And look, I still think the administration's on pretty shaky ground here. But my point in this discussion is to point out that the case isn't as clear-cut as some of the pundits are saying. And again, always remember that the court should be completely unconcerned with the impact of their decision. Right? A law or an action is either legal or illegal, and that's the lane, I guess we call it today, that they should be in. But in reality, they do take the impact into account, because Roberts, at least, cares about what he calls court overreach. Too much so, if you ask me, but nobody is asking me. So just to give you a little bit of a background there. And I'm going to venture a prediction here, right? And this is a tough one. But I actually think that the Obamacare ruling is key to this decision. And here's why. In that case, Chief Justice Roberts actually saved the Obamacare policy from being ruled unconstitutional. And the question in that ruling was whether the Commerce Clause allowed Congress to force people to purchase something, you know, health care insurance in that case, which the Commerce Clause clearly does not allow Congress to do. So that meant the plan was unconstitutional. But what the Supreme Court did in that case was say that the premiums were a tax, not a fee, which was within the constitutional purview of Congress, and that saved Obamacare, even though Congress and President Obama himself said that the premiums weren't a tax. Right? So basically what the court did in that case was to say, hey, this policy is so big and so important that the court really isn't here to decide that. We're going to tell you how you can make that go forward. Right? So they could rule that Trump does not have the power to impose tariffs under the IEEPA or some other inherent presidential power, but does have the power under a different source, you know, and then in that case, they would strike down the use of the IEEPA, preserve tariffs or some subset of them, probably under the foreign policy authority of the president. Mm-hmm. So, again, I know this is kind of convoluted.
And I don't think they're going to make them pay it back either, by the way.
No, they can't. Exactly. And I think the reason why I wanted to bring this up is, you know, we had the election. And then we had this questioning in front of the Supreme Court, and a lot of the pundits were saying, oh, this is the end of the tariff policy. I'm not so sure. You know, the way I heard Roberts ask that question, Roberts admits that in that period of time, the authority of the president, he used the tariffs to drive foreign policy. And that's completely within his purview. So, again, whether you're a fan of the tariffs or not, you know, and we can get into that at some later point, what we think about tariffs in general. You know, I do think that there is a basis for the president's constitutional authority there.
And you can't send an aircraft carrier offshore, you know, to your trading partners who are screwing you. It is the only weapon, and it's been demonstrated it's the only weapon we have.
I think your word is, Bob's word demonstrated is absolutely the right word. Look what happened. Right. So, what, again, not saying whether I agree with the policy or not, but once he said this is the policy, all of a sudden all these things change.
Yep.
Well, that's exactly what the president is allowed to do under his authority and under his Article 2 powers. So, again, it's going to be an interesting case. I just don't think it's a slam dunk as the pundits think it is. And, you know, hopefully we helped understand that a little bit.
Well, we appreciate it, our friend. And thank you for bouncing back on a Tuesday. As the by the way, Donald Trump welcoming the Saudi Crown Prince to the White House as we speak. Thank you very much, John. Always a pleasure.
And make sure you send me some of that homemade pasta.
I wish I could. No, it's all going to be eaten at Sterna's tonight. By the way, today Murph tells us your song, your theme song, "We Didn't Start the Fire," was the number 4 hit, 1989, November 18. There you
go. Great song. Listen to the words, folks. It's a great song. I hope you all have a great week. Thank you for spending time with me again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Always love when he can. He's a military guy. He can adapt and overcome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.